And now the game where we reward people for their successful climb up the ladder by asking them about stuff they missed on the way up. Ramani Malco was, once upon a time, a hip-hop artist in a group called The College Boys. One day, an actor said to him, "You should try acting," and he did, resulting in roles in The 40-Year-Old Virgin and in the Showtime series Weeds. Ramani Malco, welcome to Wait, Wait. First thing, that's a true story, isn't it? You were a musician, you were a rap artist, you were working on a film.
Yeah, well, actually, I was a rap artist, and, you know, like most rap artists, my second album flopped. So after that, I kind of went into music production. But prior to being a rapper, I had also done some music production for, like, Paula Abdul and stuff like that, because she had this animated cat that needed these songs, and I had done all this stuff.
You mean MC Scat Cat?
Yes.
You were producing music for Paula Abdul's animated cat?
Yeah.
Man, you've triumphed over a lot in your career. I gotta ask you, your hip-hop group, your rap group was called The College Boys, right?
Yeah.
That's not very street.
No, it's not, but when you sign the Virgin Records,
yeah,
and they tell you that that's going to be the name of your group, that's going to be the name of your group.
I understand.
And, you know, you're young and you're naive and you just want to put a record out and save the world, you know? And you really should put records out and save your money. But
yeah. But one of your first jobs, I got to say, was in fact you played MC Hammer in the MC Hammer story.
Yeah, you know, honestly, it wasn't one of my first jobs. It was probably one of my first really recognized jobs.
Yeah.
Yep, I did. I played Hammer, and
that was on VH1 this week, wasn't it?
It's on VH1, honestly, pretty much every other day.
I was watching that this week, and I didn't even realize until halfway through that it wasn't Hammer. So that is, I mean, good job, MC Scat Cat.
Whenever you hear stories about Jamie Foxx playing Ray Charles, he met Ray Charles as sort of an audience. Did you have that? Did you meet MC Hammer or Hammer or whatever gas station is working at now? Did you?
Literally, we would literally go down to the church. No, I'm joking. He was on the set all of the time.
Yeah,
he was living there though. In fairness. If you can make MC Scat Cat laugh.
On the set a lot. And, I mean, I have this one story that I always tell because it's just so typical MC Hammer. There was this moment we were doing these takes where we had a whole stadium full of people, and we were and I had like about 25 dancers behind me and 25 band members behind me, and we're doing the choreography, and we just had we did it like 10 times in a row, and the crane's got to come down and you have to start over and do it again, and we had this one instance where we were doing it, and I swear to you, it just felt like we were all so in sync, and somehow I ended up jumping over this guy as he went into a split, and then we came up together. I fell into a split, we came up together, and it was just incredible. Even the crowd was going crazy. So, and the director is all satisfied. He goes, "Cut!" And we're jumping around on stage, hugging each other and high-fiving, and then we see Hammer coming up to us, so we're like, okay, Hammer's coming. So that means, you know what he says?
What does he say?
This time, don't be scared. Let it all go. Do it for real.
He's a real guy.
You got it.
Now, I became aware of you, like a lot of people did, I think, when you were in the 40-Year-Old Virgin. You were sort of the, I guess, what would you call it? The crew of the Steve Carell character, one of his three friends who worked in the store. And I was amazed to find out that you don't have a background in comedy, because those are some of the funniest people in the world. And my understanding about that movie is you basically made it up as you went.
Yeah, pretty much. I got hired to improv. Yeah. But you know what? Let me correct you. I do have a background in comedy. I grew up in the hood, and that's all comedy.
Now, you have to explain that, because you're like in the hood. You're from New York, right?
Yes, I'm from New York. I was born in Brooklyn. I lived in Laurelton, Queens. My family's from the Caribbean, Trinidad and Tobago. And, you know, it's like living back and forth from New York to Trinidad. It's pretty much all comedy.
I have spent time in Brooklyn, and you know, talking about it as a background of improv, these guys are not standing on the street corners in Brooklyn going, "Can someone give me a place name and an occupation, please?"
Absolutely. But when you're in the Trinidadian community, I'm just being stupid. But you know, in the Caribbean community, particularly the Trinidadians, like, if you, I don't know if you're aware of this, but like the The Cubans have kind of named themselves or taken the title as the capital of the Caribbean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, like, the Bajans are the diplomats of the Caribbean. I am not kidding you when I tell you that the Trinidadians must be the loiterers and comedians of the Caribbean.
Really? Well, Romany Malco, we are delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
And there's another thing. Why the hell do we have to be next to New Jersey?
Everybody complains in New York. As you know, they've been doing it for centuries, or so we find out, from a new exhibit called the New York Museum of Complaint. It draws upon a vast archive of letters of complaint sent to the mayor of New York over the years. We're going to ask you three questions about what's been bothering New Yorkers. Get two right, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice, on the home answering machine of one of our listeners. So, Carl, who is actor Romany Malco playing for?
Peter, he is playing for Laura Liscombe of Quincy, Massachusetts.
All right. Ready to go?
Okay, yes, I think I am.
All right, here we go. Here's your first question. Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia, of course, got a lot of letters, including one which asked him to do what? A, wear elevator shoes so that he'd be more of a heroic figure to New York's school children. B, allow the girls in burlesque shows to take off more of their clothes. Or C, evict the Yankees from Yankee Stadium and give it to the Dodgers, who deserved it more.
C.
So you're going to go for C, evict the Yankees.
Yeah, evict the Yankees.
No, I'm afraid it was B, to get let the girls in burlesque wear fewer clothes.
That's obvious! Jesus, that was easy.
No! The complainant in his letter wrote, quote, "The world holds little of beauty as it is, and I can go to a burlesque show with reverence and believe it can be made dignified and refined. I do not care for most of the jokes. I go as a student of beauty." Signed, Little Donnie Trump, age 5. No, not really. Real letter, though. All right, you still have two more chances, so if you get these next two right, you'll win. A Mrs. R. Crane wrote to Mayor John Lindsay in 1973 demanding the city pay her compensation because of what terrible thing she says they did to her. What was it? A, they allowed her landlady to enforce a no-pets rule, which deprived her of the comfort of a hypothetical dog. B, they kept sending hot dog vendors to her block to spy on her. Or C, they didn't help out when a blackout caused her to burn candles, which meant lots of melted wax, which she slipped on when she was moving her TV and ended up in bed for 6 months.
B.
B, you're going to go with B. They kept sending hot dog vendors on her block to spy.
No, that's not that one.
A. You're going to go with A. She was upset because they let her landlady enforce a no pets policy, which deprived her of the companionship of a dog she never actually had.
Yes.
You're going to go with that one.
I'm going to go with that one.
No, it was the last one. It was the long one. I'm not smart enough to make that up. No, that was her whole story, the blackout and the wax and the slipping and the falling and the hurting and the lying in the bed.
Yeah.
She lays out in her letter, she finishes her letter by saying, quote, "Sorry to relate my trouble, but I think you should know what goes." Last question. Back in 1942, we go back to Mayor LaGuardia. A Jenny Van Loan was her name. She wrote to the mayor to take him to task for failing to do his duty and employ his vast powers as mayor to do what? A, change the color of the taxis to something more pleasant than yellow. B, establish or cause to be established a restaurant somewhere in the city where you can get really decent fried chicken. Or C, remove the radio from the apartment of Ms. Mannheimer over in 9C.
I'm going to go with A.
A, you're going to go with A, change the color of the taxis to something more pleasant than yellow? Is that your choice?
That's my choice.
No, it was C. She said...
Remove the radio?
She wrote to the mayor, she said, "I was extremely disappointed and upset in not getting your personal help in removing that radio from the bedroom in 9C, Mrs. Mannheimer, next to my bedroom in apartment 9B. It seems to me that a bedroom is a bedroom and not a recreation center."
You know what? I need the address to that museum because I'm going to go down there and file a complaint.
I think you should. Carl, how did Romany Malco do?
He blew it. He needed at least two correct answers to win for Laura, but he had none. So no prize for Laura Liscombe.
Well, Romany, thank you so much for playing, though.
What obscure questions and answers.
That's the point.
Dude, try doing it for the whole hour. Sucks.
Romany Malco is an actor and a rapper. You've seen him in The 40-Year-Old Virgin and his MC Hammer in Too Legit, the MC Hammer story. These days, he's in the cast of the Showtime series Weeds. The second season starts on Monday, August 14th, 10 p.m. EST and Pacific on Showtime. Romany Malco, thank you so much for joining us today.